other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Thursday, the third day of March 2005. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. That Globe and Mail reporter who wrote the story about Hunter S. Thompson reportedly telling him that he was planning to put out a book concerning government involvement in 9/11. He has confirmed that he did talk to Hunter S. Thompson, that he was friends with him, that Hunter S. Thompson was talking about such things. But he goes on to say maybe it was a suicide. So we'll be talking to that gentleman coming up in the next hour. I want to take your calls. In fact, I want to take a bunch of your calls in this first hour. And sometimes I do a good job of this, other times I don't. But I'm going to control myself today. I am going to come back after this quick break, cover just some of the news, some of the important news, some of the interesting news, and then we're going to go straight to your phone calls. But I'm going to give each caller about a minute, and then I'll comment for about 30 seconds. I'm going to control myself. Or if you have a question, I will limit myself to about a minute. We'll move to the next person because so many people have tried countless times to get into this broadcast, and they have been unsuccessful. So here is the toll-free number to get involved on air. Kind of open line Thursday here. Whatever issue you'd like to discuss, zero censorship will get you up and on the air. A true rarity here. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Some good news, California spy chip ID card ban. Just like four states, now about to be five states, and hundreds of cities have thrown out the Patriot Act. Now a bill's been introduced in California. Lord Schwarzenegger will try to block it, don't worry. To ban the state putting the spy chips in the driver's license through the federal law that has passed the House and is now in the Senate of the United States Congress. Of course, they passed the basic national ID card law last year, but now they're trying to radically expand it. We'll tell you about that. North Korea makes missile test threat. Interesting article about what the vaccines are doing to the children. Several articles on this we'll be going over. And teen trackers, cell phones used to track teens. Every day I see an article promoting how cell phones track children and teens and how good it is. Folks, all cell phones are tracked. You can go to websites and enter somebody's phone number if you have it, and then on a grid it'll show you where they are at all times. By law, all cell phones have this, but see, they introduce it as if it's for the children. They're not telling you about it in the news. Oh, it's for the children. It's for you, too. So I'll tell you about the plans and what it's going to be like under this. Also, ABC News, robots to watch children showcase. And the Pentagon announced 2 weeks ago, $70-plus billion a year for robotic armies, ground-based and air-based systems that can be controlled by a tiny elite, which is exactly what the globalists have always been after. That's just some of the news that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us. And again, we've got that guest who's one of the last people to talk to, Hunter S. Thompson, coming on the broadcast. Stay with us. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and my new film, Martial Law, is out.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today on this live Thursday edition. By the way, I've had a lot of requests for it, so tomorrow I'm going to re-air that interview we did with the scholar, the professor out of Canada studying all of the occult symbolism in the government buildings there, especially one of their legislature's capitals. So that's coming up in the second half of the broadcast tomorrow for those that missed it and for the hundreds of requests that I've gotten to re-air it. I was up till 4 in the morning last night, and we got it done. We got martial law, 911, rise of the police state, done. This is how I always do it. I've spent 5 months making this video. The last 3 months, probably spending 10 hours a day on it, most days more than that. And then I'll spend a couple hours posting something about it on the website and putting a link up to buy it. In fact, just go to InfoWars.com, and you can click through the secure online shopping cart and order your copy of Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. It's my best work ever. 2 hours, 35 minutes long, to be precise, right on the nose. And it is, the cover is going to the printers. That'll be done by Tuesday. And tomorrow, the tape is going to be mass-produced. And so we'll have the videos in about a week, and we'll start shipping them out the door to you. So if you want to be the first people to get martial law, 911, rise of the police state, in your mailbox, then go ahead and go to Infowars.com and order it, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. By the way, when I get back on Monday, I'm going to go out of town this weekend, I'm going to finish working on authoring the DVD and send it off to be produced, mass-produced in another state. And so we're not going to have the DVD for about a month. And the DVD is going to have about 5 minutes of extra stuff on it. It takes time to get DVDs mass-produced. Time we don't have. We need to get this information out that's in martial law now. Not tomorrow, not next week, or not next year. It needs to happen now. And so I hope you'll order the VHS. And then later when the DVD comes out, you know, buy a copy of that for yourself and give the VHS as a gift. There's still more VHS machines in this country than there are DVDs, though everything's shifting over to that, and that's why some of my films are on DVD, like American Dictators and Road to Tyranny. The next project I'm doing after completing this one will be finishing the Arnold Schwarzenegger ads and announcing the contest winner for those produced ads as well. That'll take me a few weeks, starting next week. And then I'm going to put all my old films, you know, films I made in 97, 99, 2000, some of my best work, I'm going to put all those on DVD, which I could have already done, but I want to put some extras on and update them, and, you know, that's going to be quite a job, too. And I can only work so hard on this stuff, but again, I'm honored to be your host, and I'm honored that so many of you have supported us, and we need to get this video out to people now. It's a 2.5-hour film, and uploading it to the web will take about 3 hours. Well, just recording it onto the computer takes about 3 hours, then uploading it takes about 3 hours. Then we've got to break it down into Mac and PC format. Then we've also, at the same time, got to put still images from the film up on the site. So by tonight, we're going to have the first third of martial law up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And by tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the entire film. But we'll have the first act. There's three acts in it. The first film, it's really three films, the first 45-minute film in this three-part film, that's really what martial law is. It's an epic. That will be uploaded by this evening, and you'll be able to watch it at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member. And so for several weeks before anybody is able to get this in their mailbox, because it'll be about a week till we have the videos, and then another week for it to be shipped to you, in some cases just a few days. So you'll get a jump on everybody else if you're PrisonPlanet.tv members, and it is 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all of my films, Paul Watson's book, my book, dozens of other films, other books, my weekly TV reports, my best audio interviews. I sound a little strange today. I guess I pushed myself too hard. When I woke up this morning after a delicious 4 hour sleep, it feels like somebody is sticking an ice pick in my back and my ribs, and it actually hurts to breathe. But I keep thinking, I almost thought about canceling the show today. I said, you know, I don't want to do that. I said, this will probably go away, but I don't know. My body's telling me, man, you need to start resting. I really have been working 17 to 18 hours a day the last month. Before that, it was like 60 hours a day. I'm not whining. It's been very rewarding, but it's kind of like, I guess, post-traumatic. Man, as soon as you get the job done, it's just like you collapse. I'm not even tired. It's my back. You ever had your back hurt where it hurts to breathe? Oh, man. Anyways, let's take some calls. Robert in Ohio. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for being a true patriot. I've got a comment and a question.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I think the comment is, I think Hillary Clinton's going to go over to the Republican Party so she can win in the Republican Party. Okay, the question I have is, back in December you talked about a patriot that wrote a book called Alliance. I think Mr. Webb wrote it.
Dark Alliance, yes.
Yeah, Dark Alliance. I ordered it online. I ordered it through two bookstores. I can't get it. Is there any way that somebody would know how I can get that book?
Well, we don't carry Dark Alliance. But, I mean, I guarantee you, you can get it from Amazon. I guarantee you can get it from Barnes & Noble. In fact, I haunt the bookstores in my off time, and I have seen copies of Dark Alliance. You might call around to some used bookstores as well.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for the call. I'll just say that Hillary Clinton, I disagree with you. Hillary Clinton will never be a Republican. Who knows? I never thought we'd see an Austrian who says he wants to be a dictator as governor, so maybe she will. But that is in the cards to run her against Schwarzenegger, and then conservatives will vote for the gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, anti-American, thinking they're fighting Hillary. I will vote for Hillary. And I can't stand Hillary Clinton, but yes, over some just scumbag who's Kurt Waldheim, his big buddy and his daddy, you know, helped hunt down Americans. And he says he loves Hitler and wants to make people get on their knees and call themselves ugly dogs. That's Parade Magazine reporting on that. Premier Magazine, excuse me. And I'm not going to put up with it. Let's talk to Robert in Ohio. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead. We already talked to Robert. Andy in Texas. Andy, go ahead.
Hey, this is Andy in Gonzales, Texas. I just want to call and just tell you we all appreciate you down here, and just wanted to give you a heads up on a new article I read in a magazine about a company out of Shanghai bought a fiber optic line that crosses the entire globe. From one continent to the other. It was owned by another company. It was
They bought out. Global Crossing went bankrupt, and the Chi-Coms bought it.
Right, right. And the FBI, even the CIA said, we don't want this to happen. They went and made a plea to President Bush, and he said, okay, go ahead and do it. And now they own it for a fraction of what it was originally put up for. It was $247 million, and it was put up for $54 billion.
What they do is they built the 66 Earth-orbiting satellites that control the GPS system. The Bin Ladens were on the board of the company. Then they bankrupted it on purpose and gave it to the government. So, I mean, look, Jimmy Carter gave the Panama Canal to the communist Chinese, and it could have been blocked, but then in 2000, Bill Clinton let it go forward. The Republican House and Senate voted for it. You never heard a neocon talk about it.
Right.
This is a type of traitorous activity. Look, the CFR and other globalist think tanks have said America is to be dismantled. Okay, by design, we're being brought down. Thanks for the call. That's what the open borders, all of it's about. It's by design. We're to be brought down, okay? China will be the world model because they know how to treat their people like slaves. Andy in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. I'm sorry I'm dingy. I got these calls out of order. I just talked to Andy. Jimmy in Texas. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Good afternoon, or still morning. Anyway, hi, Alex. How you doing? Listen, I printed out the Popular Mechanics quote debunking. Of course, they didn't. It was very short in comparison to all the quote conspiracies out there. But I had a specific question. Before I ask you, I am not impressed with the DOD or the FEMA photos. You know, it's just a bunch of volleying. But last year, I did not know this. Last year, you had a retired Army Colonel Don de Grand Bray.
Yes.
Okay. What gets me is that basically the rebuttal to that, what he said on your show was that the guy that he said. Fired the two missiles, the Sidewinder missiles.
What? Who said on my show?
What's that?
I'm really having trouble following you.
Well, hold me over then, and I'll
talk to you during the break and find out what you're talking about.
Okay. All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, Jimmy, in Texas, finish up what you were saying, sir.
Okay. Last year, February 2004, you had a retired Army Colonel, Don DeGrandpre, saying that Flight 93 was taken out by the North Dakota Air Guard. He knew the pilot who fired those missiles. They were sidewinders. Okay, it was a Major Rick Gidney. Now, Popular Mechanics has a response saying fact. He was saying that Gidney was reluctant to fuel debate by responding to unsubstantiated charges. He had no comment. Okay, these are the editors of, you know, Popular Mechanics. But according to Air National Guard spokesman Master Sergeant David Sumdog, Gidney flew an F-16 that morning, but nowhere near Shanksville. He was transporting somebody else. Basically, this Master Sergeant is saying that Don DeGrandpre is a liar.
Now, yeah, actually, Don de Grand Prix did not say Gibney's name on air in the interview they mentioned. If you're specific, if you're looking at the
article. You're right. Liberal911.org cited Grand Prix.
They say he's lying. And Don has been very quiet and secretive about which particular pilot. And I find it strange in the article that they say in there that the F-16s were ferrying around FEMA officials. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Look, I've talked about this. They also, in the same article, say that there was one F-16 intercept in the decade before September 11th. Uno. And they quote the head spokesman for NORAD. They quote the major. And then we found an Associated Press article, just type that major's name into a search engine, and you'll get the Associated Press article where he said that they'd done it over 60 times in the year before 9/11. So, and everybody knows there was more than one F-16 intercept in the decade before 9/11. I mean, you don't have to even go check that out. You've all heard of the plane that gets off course and the F-16s escort it, or you fly over controlled airspace and F-16s escort you. I mean, every pilot listening has all heard about this happening to people, or it's happened to them. I mean, it just happened. In fact, now that's actual intercepts. The jet's coming up next to you, threatening to shoot you down. There were hundreds of cases of them being launched. Then they say it took an hour and 30 minutes for the F-16s to get to golfer Payne Stewart's plane. No. I have the USA Today articles. In fact, I have it in the new film that just came out, Martial Law. From the day after it happened, I have a whole bunch of articles. We show like three or four of them in the film. They didn't know the plane was off course until it had taken off in Florida, gotten out of Florida, and about an hour after it took off, they lost contact with it, and it wasn't responding to air traffic signals and communications. So then they launched F-16s, and in 18 minutes, it was surrounded by six F-16s. Now, I got USA Today. So, I mean, whatever, okay? I could keep going on for hours if you'd like. Let's talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead. Welcome. Ed just hung up, so we're having fun here. Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm calling to talk about the fellow you had on yesterday, Douglas Wuhall, or what was his name?
Yes.
And he stated yesterday how he believes in the punctuated equilibrium theory. And I wanted to call and let your listeners know just exactly what that is. The punctuated equilibrium theory is also called by its inventor the hopeful monster theory, which basically...
Well, that's because real scientists cannot... Everything that they claimed about evolution is turning out to be untrue.
Indeed.
And so now they're saying, okay, stuff does happen overnight.
Right. But it basically states that one day a lizard laid an egg and an eagle came out. And like you said, it came about because there's no evidence for the theory of evolution. Darwin himself said that the theory would be proven or disproven in one area, the fossil record. And proponents of the theory of evolution know that all the fossils appear in one level of strata. So,
well, let me just stop you. I mean, we know you can watch bacteria evolve in a petri dish. So species do change. But see, I've never... The globalists set up false debates, okay? Scientists who were atheists wanted to discredit Christianity, so they set up a debate, and we all joined in on it, and we've played into their plan. Who am I to say how God makes things? Who am I to say how God does things? I know that the official theory of how they say evolution takes place has been totally disproven. But do creatures change? I mean, have humans, because of a better diet, gotten an average of like 7 inches taller in the last 100 years? Yes. Can you breed dogs and change their basic looks? Yes. But no, I mean, yeah, you don't have a chicken turn into a dinosaur or a possum turn into a Keebler elf. So, yeah, their big official story is a fraud.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try No BO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. No BO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NO-BO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with No BO. That's no-bo.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
We're back live here. Thank you for joining us today. And I've got an article here that was in one of the big Canadian newspapers written by Paul William Roberts, who knew Hunter S. Thompson. And the story caused some confusion because it was a subscription article, and the first part of the article was this this quote by Hunter S. Thompson, supposedly, you know, mumbling before he hung up the phone, saying, "They're going to kill me. They're going to make it look like a suicide because I'm going to do this story about what really made the towers come down." And then you read into the second part of the article, because I went and paid for it, and, well, it says that, yes, he had talked to Hunter S. Thompson, and Hunter S. Thompson was working on some story about 9/11 and the government, and was worried about the government, and, quote, engaged in conspiracies. And so to really get to the bottom of this is Paul William Roberts. Paul, thank you for coming on with us.
My pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, and for those that don't know, who Hunter S. Thompson was, and what has happened to him.
Well, I'm a writer, and work in a similar vein to Thompson in that I write journalism, but I sort of insert myself into the story, which is what Hunter Thompson pioneered in his own way. Writing pieces that were ostensibly political, but with himself as the main character, and in some cases, as with the one that was filmed, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, there's nothing other than the story of Hunter Thompson. There's nothing covered in it, so it's more like a novel. He was using the techniques of fiction, to write journalism is essentially what he did.
That's interesting. You know, that's kind of what I do with my documentary films. I go out and confront all these government officials, and then, you know, it's personalizes it and you know, brings a real-world flavor to it for people. I know that's kind of what Michael Moore does as well. So Hunter S. Thompson was one of the first in modern times to develop this.
He pioneered it. He pushed it a lot further. I mean, you know, the form itself really goes back to the beginning of writing. But he pushed it to another level and made it infinitely more entertaining. And I think in doing so, he captured the interest of a generation that would have otherwise turned away from politics.
What were some of the main stands? I mean, obviously, Hunter S. Thompson was known for extreme hardcore drug use, being a wild man. They made a movie about him, but kind of in a thumbnail sketch. I mean, how would you sum up the life of Hunter S. Thompson?
He was first and foremost a journalist, and he was a real political junkie, obsessed with politics. He lived and breathed it. The drug use is really exaggerated by himself as much as anybody else. But, I mean, yeah, that's a typical technique of writing, any form of account, exaggeration to drive home an emotional point. But politics was his abiding obsession. And, people think of him as an extreme leftist. He wasn't. He was really more of a libertarian. And his friends were numbered people like Pat Buchanan, as well as people like Allen Ginsberg.
Do you have the article you wrote in front of you?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Read that first paragraph for us.
Yeah, it should have been in italics. I don't know whether the version you saw was or not. The first paragraph was italicized so that it separates it from the rest of it.
And yeah, by the time
Hunter telephoned me on February the 19th, the night before his death. He sounded scared, really scared. It wasn't always easy to understand what he said, particularly over the phone. He mumbled, yet when there was something he really wanted you to understand, you did. He'd been working on a story about the World Trade Center attacks of September the 11th and had stumbled across what he felt was hard evidence showing the towers had been brought down not by the airplanes that flew into them, but by explosive charges set off in their foundation. Now he thought someone was out to stop him publishing this information. They're going to make it look like suicide, he said. I know how these bastards think.
And then you go on to say that you talked to him, and indeed he was doing this story, and indeed he was worried about people getting him, but kind of in Hunter S. Thompson flair, though, you kind of congeal it all into this amalgamation in this quote.
Sorry?
Explain to me then, getting down to the nitty-gritty, what did Hunter S. Thompson tell you? Did he tell you that he was doing a story on the towers? Did he tell you he was afraid?
He wasn't afraid. He didn't say he was afraid. He was bothered a lot by people who came around to where he lived because it was well known where he lived, and the place was somewhat fortified. But he was working on many things at the same time. Among which were because of his deep loathing for George W. Bush. He became convinced that there was more to the 9/11 attacks than met the eye. Huh. It has indeed many other people are saying, but there is a whole sort of body of evidence that goes back to the designer of the building. Designer of the building said it was designed to have a plane that size fly into it, and he said
it was designed to have two planes. Namuru Yamasaki said that. Also, the structural engineers that certified it have said that. And they all, interestingly enough, died shortly after they open their mouths about it, little boo-boos themselves. They blew it up. I mean, you know, Larry Silverstein slipped up on PBS and said they blew it up. Did you know that?
Well, it's the way it falls down, and the way the other building falls down within sort of 57 seconds and drops straight down on itself. And a building is like that, you know, if indeed they were designed to come down at all, you know, would not drop straight down, you know. That's the kind of...
Well, look at the Madrid building that burned for 2 days with 100-foot white flames shooting out.
Yeah.
I mean, some little bitty, window dressing, aluminum melted, and some of the sheetrock ceilings fell in, but none of the superstructure, the main supports, buckled.
And in fact, the temperature inside was not hot enough to melt the girders.
Yeah, steel starts melting at around 3,000 degrees, gets red hot at about 2,500 and starts weakening.
And gasoline goes bang, and that's it. Your inferno stops with the explosion.
Well, here's the evidence. You had people jumping out, yes, when it was first on fire. When the jet fuel burned out, you saw hundreds of people in the holes in the buildings where the, quote, hottest fires were for 20, 30 minutes begging for help.
Yeah.
So it didn't melt them, but it melted 4 foot around solid steel beams sprayed with asbestos insulation.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's surprising to find that a building like that would come down at all.
Well, sir, the new science...
The designer said that it was like a metal mesh, like mosquito screening that you throw a dart at, the dart would just stick, through a hole.
Well, that's what... We've actually got that video clip on the website by one of the chief designers who's dead now, but he won't be talking now. Let's get back to Hunter S. Thompson. So, yes, describe how he lived, because, I had read he really lived in like an armored compound. Tell us about that.
It was somewhat fortified because he had fairly crazy following, and people would come prowling around trying to get in. And he was also famous for keeping an arsenal of guns there. But he was fairly sensible with guns, and although there was an accident that was made much of, it was actually nothing like it was blown up to be. He was like anybody who has guns, very, very careful with them. That's why you can tell that it wasn't an accident when he shot himself.
Okay, so he was telling you he was worried about the government. He was telling you that he thought the government was involved. He was doing a story, but in the article you say, but you think he committed suicide.
When he was on the phone to his wife when he did it, I mean, that's the odd part. I mean, I don't know what they were talking about, but...
He's saying, come home, baby, you're at the gym, and I want you to come home. And then he supposedly shoots himself?
Well, I mean, I don't know what they were talking about, as I said, but I assume it was an argument.
Well, that's what it says in the newspaper.
Yeah, and she heard a noise.
But she's given two different stories. First, she told a Colorado paper she didn't hear a noise. Then she told another paper she did hear a noise.
But the noise she claims she heard doesn't sound to me much like a gun. I mean... She describes a sort of clunking noise. But, possibly...
That could be a silencer.
...carry through the phone.
Well, what do you think? What do you think happened to Hunter S. Thompson?
I think all his life he suffered very badly from arthritis. His left hand was almost deformed, and he was in considerable pain. And he'd recently broken his hip and his leg. And I think he was just miserable with pain and didn't like getting old.
But the wife's describing something that didn't sound like a gunshot.
But again, very few of us have ever heard a gun go off in a room. It's deafening. And the audio fidelity of a telephone is not going to really carry that particularly well. You would probably just hear something like a plunk, because it couldn't carry anything like that kind of the decibels.
I don't know about that. But now, what about his final writings? Are we going to get a chance to, have you talked to any of the family? Are we going to get a chance to see what his 9/11 story was?
I don't know what shape that was in, but I think he felt that he'd come to an end of writing about politics, because the last book on Bush, Hey Rube, it's called, is he's almost at a loss for words to describe what he feels about Bush, and the writing is rather poor. But in fact, he was working on a film script titled Polo Is My Life, which was a kind of love-turned sour story that he was trying to peddle around Hollywood. Possibly he'd given up writing altogether.
Well, I know he was still writing for ESPN about the gridiron.
Yeah. And he did a fair bit of sports writing. That was his other love. I mean, the one when he met Nixon, they talked about football and nothing else.
Well, I guess they've already had the memorial service.
I mean, it was a quiet family affair. I still don't know whether anybody saw this coming, whether it was totally unexpected. I know the son found the body.
And where did Hunter shoot himself?
In the head, I think.
Do you know where in the head?
Through the mouth.
Through the mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best way to do it.
Any other specifics of what he said about 9/11 to you?
only that he was increasingly dubious about what had happened, and the more he looked into it, the more facts emerged. And he was in touch with a very wide network of people. He knew an enormous number of people in all walks of life, some of them extremely high up.
And they were agreeing with him?
Well, he often wouldn't name sources, and you could tell by the caliber of the information that it was from somewhere fairly high up. But when you put all those facts together, the Pentagon people who have a day off, and the security practices that were carried out the week before, there's an awful lot of fishy stuff. And when you look at how swiftly things proceeded afterwards, they were ready for it. If they didn't create it.
Well, certainly, I was the first person. 2 months before 9/11, I said on TV and radio, I said, call the White House. They're going to attack the World Trade Center. Bin Laden, their CIA asset, will take the blame. And just so you know, because you're a prominent writer, Mr. Roberts, this is what happened on 9/11. They were running drills the month before, the week before, the morning of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center, Pentagon, Sears Tower, and what's that big pointy building in In San Francisco, I always forget the name.
Oh, yeah.
They were doing drills of all of that. I have all the documents. I mean, I even had this before it was in the Associated Press. They were doing drills of flying those planes into the building so NORAD itself would stand down until the first plane hit. Then Cheney was in control of NORAD 3 months before he took control from the generals back to just himself. The so-called hijackers were CIA assets who were taking part in live-action drills where they would simulate by putting them on the plane, and had air marshals out there testing to see if they'd be able to intercept them. Remember the week before 9/11, James Woods, the actor, was flying from New York to L.A. The plane had stopped in Phoenix. He got off the plane and said, there's five guys. One of them was Muhammad Atta. They're doing some kind of drill of hijacking the plane. The FBI said, shut your mouth. It's national security. So what happened is they're decoys. They get on thinking it's part of a drill. Gas is released, kills everybody on board, remote control takes control and flies the planes into the buildings. And so that's what happened on 9/11, just in case you wanted to know.
Well, that's really extraordinary. And I don't doubt that it's true, because some of those facts I'm aware of, but nothing like the rest you just told me. But
well, that's how it happened.
There were no Arabs on that plane.
Well, according to the official manifest there are no Arabs because these were officers and they had to keep their names off the list. Their houses, their cars, their credit cards were paid for by the FBI and CIA when they'd leave the country, and the embassies wouldn't let them back in. They would be ordered by the CIA to let them back in. They were trained at U.S. military bases. They were government officers. And they did indeed get on those planes. That's why they have the video of it, but their names were not on the manifest because it was part of a drill. American and United took part. That's why you see only 20% on each of the four planes. Did you know that?
No.
20% occupancy, yeah. A malfunction at American and United on a day with 80-plus percent occupancy on the East Coast, only 20% on each of the four planes.
Right, and the fact that, that there was no fighter sent up to shoot at least the third one down.
Yeah, stay there. Let's talk more about Hunter S. Thompson when we get back. We'll take your calls, too.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
We have wide open phones today, and we're going to be going to your calls here in just a few minutes. I tell you, if our guest would like to ride shotgun with us for another 30 minutes of the next hour, he's welcome to. If he needs to go, he can leave right now. He's Paul William Roberts. He was friends with, knew Hunter S. Thompson, and in the days before he died, I've been, you know, talked to him. Discussing, well, I think the government was behind 9/11. Probably was behind 9/11. I think the government might try to get me. This is scary stuff. And then he supposedly commits suicide. And well, I know Dr. David Kelly, he's the Horton Down Bioweapons Lab chief and UN weapons inspector, who said the government was lying. I know he said they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. And then he slit his wrist. There was no blood at the scene, undigested pills in his stomach, and people saw men in black uniforms around his body that ran off from the police. But the family says, oh, no, it's a suicide. And Gary Webb told people that, yeah, I've been getting threatening calls, and I've been being followed, and people have been sneaking around in my house. And then he shoots himself twice in the head, and the family says, oh, it's a suicide. And Princess Diana says, Prince Charles has told me he's going to kill me, and it's going to look like an auto accident. And 6 months later, that she dies in an auto accident. And I don't know. I guess it's just all suicide. And I mean, maybe some of them are, maybe some of them aren't. But where there's smoke, there's fire. Do you have any comments on that, Mr. Roberts?
Well, I just published a book on the Iraq War. I was there during the bombing and after. And you know, I can tell you that anyway, everything that came out about that was a tissue of lies. And they knew full well, long in advance, that there were no weapons of mass destruction there, because they keep quoting Hussein Kamel, Saddam's brother-in-law, about the quantities of toxins that, that had been amassed.
But his
they,
own
they never
quotes...
mentioned that he also said they'd been destroyed.
Well, that's it. His own quotes and testimony where they'd been destroyed in the 91 war and the year after.
Right, right. I mean, they quote the bit they like and they leave out the rest.
That'd be like if I said, I love cars, and then my whole sentence was, I love cars, you know, I like to drive them. And it'd be like if they said, I like cars, and they added, and I like to steal them. But I never said I like to steal them, but look, he loves cars, he likes to steal them.
Yeah, I once interviewed Saddam, and at one point he told me that he'd asked a senior American diplomat during the Iran-Iraq war, when he discovered that America was arming both sides, he said, off the record, can you tell me, who do you want to win this war? And the diplomat replied, off the record, sir, we'd be happy if both sides lost, which is what happened, of course.
So it's all about creating as much destabilization and death and destruction as possible.
Well, I mean, chaos, as long as it's somebody else's, is much easier to operate in. I mean, that's why they're trying to force a civil war, because you know, it's a good excuse to carry on with, you know, what they want to do there and remain there.
So the globalists are bringing order out of chaos.
No, I think it's the same process you saw at the end of the British Empire, you know, when Pakistan was created, you know, a country created in two pieces, 2,000 miles from each other, you know, didn't stand a hope in hell of surviving, you know, and stood to be a constant source of trouble for India. You know, I mean, it's
that's what I said. They,
in the Middle East.
They create the crisis and then bring their order.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'd like to hear about your Saddam Hussein interview and talk to you a little bit more just about yourself. You're a very interesting individual. Can you stay with us into the next hour?
Sure can.
All right. We're talking to journalist and writer Paul William Roberts, and we're going to take your calls when we get back on a whole plethora of issues, and I'm sure he can comment on that. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and my new film... It was done at 4 a.m. this morning, and that sucker's gone off of the printers for being mass-produced. So you can start buying it now if you want. My best work. We'll be right back.